response we received at the meeting from the Director of Services essentially ignored the question and stated that it wasn't considered appropriate to proceed with bylaws to prohibit the heavy goods vehicles in the area. Now, as an elected representative and as mayor, I have to say I found that response unacceptable. The making of bylaws is a reserved function of the elected councillors. And the members of the council unanimously voted in favour of a motion which I submitted some time ago proposing that these draft bylaws be prepared so as to prohibit heavy goods vehicles from using that area. And in a democracy, it's the elected representatives of the people who decide what's appropriate. And the making of bylaws is strictly a matter for the elected members. And, you know, when I last sought an update on this issue, we were advised that the delay in drafting the bylaws had been due to a number of other significant issues which the council's solicitors were dealing with, and those issues had been prioritised. However, we were also told that these cases had been addressed and which would allow the council's law agents to progress the draft bylaws. But it now would appear that councillors were misled and no effort was whatsoever has been made to progress the draft bylaws. And as far as I'm concerned, this is outrageous and it's unacceptable.
And that frustration, I'm sure, is reflected equally among the residents in the communities you were trying to highlight as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, you know, with the exception of the business parts in Clevera, the area in question is largely residential. Residents are seeking to ban the heavy goods vehicles because of issues relating to pedestrian safety, along with concerns relating to infrastructural damage and pollution and noise emissions. And the residents are also anxious to have the bylaws in place in advance of the new Eastern Bridge being built. And residents understand, of course, that if a ban is introduced, regulations can be implemented making exceptions for lorries making deliveries in the area. And I think, you know, all of us are aware that draft bylaws would have to go out for public consultation before any final decision would be made. And I certainly believe that this is reasonable so as to allow all sectors of the community to have an input into the process. Residents in the area had been more than patient awaiting the publication of the draft bylaws. And I have now asked that the council officials implement the decision of the elected members and take all necessary steps to have the draft bylaws prepared in advance of our July meeting, that is, if we are re-elected. But this issue has dragged on for far too long.